looking into the mirror. And we know what the mirror is. The mirror is God's word. And I was looking for mirror and my concordance, and I couldn't find mirror in the Bible anywhere. But we know what the word of God is. It is a mirror for each and every one of us to look into. And it's talking here today about a man named Lot. And he was a worldly Christian. Of course, old Billy Sunday says, you know, it don't make much sense to say about a worldly Christian more than about a heavenly devil. The Bible calls him carnal. But we'll call it worldly Christian because of what else we can relate to this hour. But it's a sad, sad thing to think about to old Lot. And he's here for our example. We'll see in a few minutes of what it means to be a worldly Christian and what he had to sacrifice. Lot's a sad reminder of us today what it cost for a worldly Christian. We know Corinthians 1:10-6 says these things were become our examples to the intent we should not lust after the evil things as they also lusted after. The things that happened to the people in the Old Testament is for our examples. And also Jude 1:7 says, even as Sodom and Gomorrah, the cities round about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication, going after strange flesh, set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Now, old Lot, if you would look at his life and he was living in the day that we're living now, you would not believe the man was saved. It's hard to believe that a man could go this far away from God and still be saved. But you know, you start off in Genesis and you have to read all the whole Old Testament and most all the New Testament. You get to the next to the last book of the Bible in Peter, 2 Peter 2:6 says, and delivered just Lot, vexed, that means oppressed, with his fitful conversation, that means his conduct of the wicked. It means he was just. Now, the Bible calls him just. Now, how are you? Are you just this morning? Is everybody here just today? If you're justified by Jesus Christ, not how good that we live, but we're justified because of our faith in Jesus Christ and what he done for us. So if you're here this morning, you are just before God. Now, Lot was just. He was a just man. He was a saved man according to the scripture of the Bible, but he was a very worldly person. And looking at his life and reading these verses I'm fixing to read in chapter 13 and also in chapter 19, really ought to bring tears to your eyes because of what it really tells us about Lot. You see, Lot, we know, had at least four daughters. He had two son-in-laws there in Sodom and Gomorrah and two daughters left out with him. So that tells he had at least four daughters. But those two daughters that stayed in Sodom and Gomorrah with their husbands, they went to hell. They went to hell. Lot was a saved man, a saved father. And we know at least two of his children went to hell. Half his family. And you know the reason that Lot made it out? God didn't speak to Lot, but God spoke to Abraham. And Abraham prayed for Lot. And he prayed to God. I'm here to tell you, I hope this church is full of Abrahams this hour. Because you see, this man Lot, and I started to title this message, the man that quit going to church. Because that's exactly what he done. He quit going to church. And Abraham had to do some praying. And I tell you, a lot of people has quit going to church. And I pray that we all might have the message today that we are Abraham, so we need to be praying for these people. Not only for those that's quit going to church, but also we need to pray for those that's lost. Abraham was a great prayer warrior. And we see that every one of us faces the same thing in this world that Lot faced. Different time, but it's the same situation. You see, the world courted Lot, and the world conformed Lot, and the world corrupted Lot, and the world cost Lot. In these same four things, you and I, we have to face the same thing that Lot faced every day. This world that we're talking about, I'll tell you a little bit more about it. But Abraham said, you know what, he wouldn't go with this world, he would go with the Lord. And he did. So let's read a few verses, and I'll skip through because it's too much to read. But in Genesis chapter 13, verse 1, and Abraham went out of Egypt and his wife and all that he had, and Lot with him, into the south. Verse 4, unto the place of the altar which he had made there at the first. And there Abraham called on the name of the Lord. Verse 10, and Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld all the plains of Jordan that was well watered everywhere before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even the gardens of the Lord, like the land of Egypt and coming to Zoar. Verse 11, and Lot chose him all the plains of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east, and they separated themselves one from another. That's Lot and Abraham. And then get this, and the Lord said unto Abraham, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now thy eyes and look from the place where thou art, northward, southward, eastward, and westward. Let us pray. Father Jesus, we want to thank you for the word. And Father, we know the word is real and it's meaningful for us today. And Father, you have put this word, Lord, for us to hear and understand. Grasp in our hearts, God, it is the truth. And first, be very careful about this world that we're living in and the world that is around us each day. We don't want, Father, to fall in the same footsteps of Lot fell in. Father, we just pray now for our loved ones, our family, their friends, our neighbors. It's, Father, Lord, that we need to pray for, that we might do like O Abraham, to intercede in prayer for those, it's, Lord, it's cold and indifferent. Because once they leave the family of God, they go out into the world, Lord, that do the same thing to them as this world done to Lot. So we want to ask the Lord, Lord, we pray that there are a lot of Abrahams here today, and that we'll be, that we might be able to pray for someone. I pray, Lord, even this morning, while, Lord, the preaching of the word is going on, that God might put someone on your heart and mind and your family members, loved ones, friends, neighbors, whoever it might be, that we need to be praying for them. Lord, as O Abraham prayed for Lot before the overthrow, Father, we just want to thank you and bless you. Know that you'll work here this day. And all these blessings we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior. Amen and amen. Now, the Lord said to Abraham, no more did you find in the scripture where the Lord said anything to Lot. You know, Lot chose to leave God's people and quit going to church, and he went out into the world. Now, this is the second time that Lot had a warning. If you read your Bible there, you find out that Lot went down to Sodom and Gomorrah, and you know the kings of the east went and they fought with Sodom and Gomorrah, and they whipped Sodom and Gomorrah and take all their goods, and they took Lot with them. And Abraham heard about this. If you read your Bible, Abraham heard that Lot went with them. So he sent his own armed servants, several hundred of them, and they beat those kings, set old Lot free. And you know what happened to Lot? He moved right back into Sodom and Gomorrah after the second time. You would think he had learned his lessons. But no, we see these four things. What happened to Lot could happen to a lot of people and is happening this very day to a lot of people and family members, because this world is not our friend. No place where you find the Lord spoken to Lot after this. You know where people leave the people of God as he left Abraham and the things of God, and they move out. You see, he don't hear anything of prayers of Lot anymore. He don't be praying. You don't hear nothing about that. But today, Titus says 2:11-12 also, it says, for the grace of God bringeth salvation, have appeared unto all men, teaching us there that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteous, and godly in this present world that he's talking about. Now, the world, what is the world is he talking about? Well, he's not talking about the earth, because God said he made the earth and it was good and it was very good. And he's certainly not talking about the world of people, because John 3:16 said God so loved the world, that's the world of people, that he gave his only begotten son. So he's talking about this worldly system, this order that we have, you and I. To the Bible, it means that we should be separated from. Why? Because of the introduction, this world has a prince. Every one of us has to face this prince. Jesus called him Satan, the prince of this world. In John 16:11, it says that of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. John 5:19 says, And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness. There's a prince of this world, and it says the whole world lies in wickedness. That's like a mother that holds her child and rocks that child asleep. This old devil's got this world in his own arms and is rocking this world to sleep, as I preached on this not many Wednesday nights ago. But this world has a prince, but not only that, it has a persuasion of this old world. In 1 Corinthians 2:12, there's a spirit of this world. In 1 Corinthians 3:19, it says there's a wisdom of this world. In 2 Peter 2:20, it says there is a pollution of this world. 2 Peter 1:4 says the corruption in this world. This world is not our friend. It's not the friend of a Christian. So we have the spirit, we have the wisdom, we have the fashion, we have the corruption, and we have the pollution of this world that you and I are living in. Lot lived in the same world that you and I are living in today. Satan was real then, and he's real today. The same thing that we face, maybe in different ways, we face the same thing. The world has its purpose. And that purpose for you, I'm going to tell you, is to draw you away from the love of Jesus Christ. That's the world purpose, to get you interested in the worldly things and draw you away from God's house, draw you away from God's people, and draw you away from God's word. Get you so interested in the worldly things to think you're doing plumb good, that is the purpose of the world. John 15:18 says, if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hates you. James 4:4 says, you adulterous and adulteress, know you not that friendship of this world is enemy with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of this world is an enemy of God. Now we find out that also this world has a people. Did y'all know that? You are twice born in a world with once born people. And that's the ones that's saved and ones that's lost. And we know this in Luke 16:8 it says, and the Lord commanded the unjust steward because he had done wisely, for the children of this world, he says, are in the generation wiser than the children of light. But here he says in John 8:4 says, ye are of your father the devil. You see, there's two families in this world, whether you realize it or not. A lot of people don't want to recognize that. You of your father the devil, the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in truth because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Lot is our example of what we have to face every day as Christians. Your family and my family and everybody we know, if they're saved, they still have to face the same thing of this old world. And Romans 12:1 says, you know, be not conformed to this world. And don't let this world try to squeeze you in for everybody to be just alike. This world wants everybody to think alike. He wants everybody to dress alike, wants everybody to be alike. But don't let this world squeeze you into its mold. The prince of this world, the persuasion of this world, and the purpose of this world, and the people of this world. Lot was a great example of what I'm talking about here today. Saved because he was so worldly. He left the church. He left the altar of Abraham and the people of Abraham. You see, he had a saved soul, but a lost life. A saved soul, but a lost life. And a lost testimony. You can lose your testimony. 1 John 2:15-17, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, is not of the Father, but of the world. And the world passes away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abides forever. Lot. Now, Solomon speaks of unspeakable, immoral, ungodly wickedness. But Lot made a decision. Knowing all this, Lot made a decision on the economy, well-ordered plains, and also of the social standard. That's the reason he went in the direction that he went in, not of God. He made this decision. He made it because he was weak in his devotion. He made this decision because he was worldly in his desires of what he wanted from this world. That's the reason he made the wrong decision. Now, these four things that he faced. The world courted Lot, conformed him, corrupted him, and it cost him. And this world will like to do you and like to do me the same way. You're not exempt from these four things. Because you're saved, and no matter how long that you've been saved, what stand you have with the church, it don't really matter. You have to face these same things. You know, David, after God's own heart, would never believe he would have done what he'd done. But this world is after you, of these things for you and I, of this worldliness that we have to face every day of our life, each one of us, how this world courted him. Now, and Lot says in verse 10 of that chapter 13 again, and Lot lift up his eyes, behold, all the plains of the Jordan that was well watered everywhere before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even the gardens of the Lord. It looked like the Garden of Eden, like the land of Egypt as it cometh into Zoar. Now, see, it was a very beautiful place, but he felt the pull of going towards this world. We all have this. Sodom and his pleasures, Sodom and his business, Sodom and his social standard. Did you know we all have the pull of this world to do the same thing, every one of us? Now, there's no record where Lot ever prayed. You never find any record in the Word of God where he ever prayed to the Lord. He sought his decision basically on what? The economy and also the social standards, not on the Word of God and not on Bible. No welfare for his children, no glory of God, just for money and material. It's a sad thing to lose your family. And I'm here to tell you by the Word of God, there's a lot of Christians going to lose their families because of these four things, because of looking at Lot. Now, there's nothing wrong with having money. 1 Timothy 6 and 10 says, the love of money is root of all evil. Not money, but the love of it. Abraham was a very, very wealthy man. Lot was a wealthy man before he went in Sodom and Gomorrah. Nothing wrong with money, but the love of it. You know, it kind of be like a pastor, you know, and many times, you know, that the pastor leaves one church, he goes to another church, and, you know, they may give you more money over there, and they say, well, he went over there because he can make more money. You ever heard anybody say that? He went over there because he made more money. It's all right if a business person goes to another town to make more money, but not a pastor. No, sir. And see, a lot of times, the reason I do this be real, because I was a bivocational preacher, still am. I always had to work, railroad. It come time for Wednesday night. Now listen, if I call that church and say, hey, I need to wake overtime on the railroad, get somebody else to preach on Wednesday night, what do you think they would have thought of me? But it's perfectly all right for the members to do that, but not for the preacher to do that. You see, I need to work, make some extra money on holidays. But if I did, then I couldn't go out and visit. But I needed to work. But I had to go out. I needed to go out and visit. You know, that's the way it is. But you see, it don't take no more of God's blood to cleanse me than to cleanse anybody else. Don't take a bit more. It'd be like me. Well, I don't feel too good. Marshall Dixon preaching Sunday night. I think I'll just stay home. That really recliner feels real good. I'm not going to come back Sunday night. Marshall's preaching. And old Marshall said, well, I ain't coming on Wednesday night. I be preaching. How long would y'all want us at this church? How long would y'all want us here? Is there any difference? First John 2 and 16. For that all that's in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. You see, the lust of the flesh, that's Solomon's pleasures. Lust of eye, that's Solomon's possessions. And the pride of life, that's Solomon's persuasion. James said, friendship with this world is warfare with God. See, this world is courting you just like it's courting Lot. It courts all of us. I mean, everything, everything this whole world courts our falling nature and pulls us. Every one of us feel this same pull. None of us are immune to it. It courted Lot at that day and time, and it's courting us today. And then, you see, not only that, when it started courting Lot, then the world starts conforming Lot. And that's what it does to each other. The people, and whenever he quit going to church, you see that the world was courting him then. But when he quit going to church, when he left Abraham, he quit going to church. No matter who you are, they're not exempt from it. You're going to find out this world is conforming them. The world is conforming that Christian that quits going to church just like Lot was when he left Abraham. Abraham dwelled in the land of Canaan. Lot dwelled in the cities of the plain. And Lot pitched his tent towards Sodom. Now, you know what? He didn't just move in to start with. When someone quits going to church and they fall out from the Lord, they don't just move right in to that lifestyle. He didn't just move right in, but he started the direction to ward you off. I find out that the church is mighty, mighty good for people. Did y'all know that? God says you ought to come to church. Well, you see, he went in that direction. He moved in that direction. You know, he stopped coming to church on Wednesday night. He stopped coming to Sunday school. He quit raising his family in church. Now, the Lord did not talk to Lot no more, but he talked to Abraham, and Abraham talked to the Lord. You see, he quit tithing, he quit reading, he quit studying, quit praying, and, you know, just quit coming to church, and he just moved in that direction is what they're doing. The direction and decision he makes to move in Genesis 14 and 12 says he's dwelling now in Solomon. He's living there now. Just move that direction, picture it in. But you see, after a while, the world accorded him, and then he conformed him. Now he's living in that city. Now he's at home living in that city. They feel plumb comfortable out in this world. That direction, that decision, and that deception. Now Genesis 19:1 tells us, at this time, it was getting very, very bad there in Sodom and Gomorrah. And God sent two angels. You know, Abraham prayed, you know, God, if they 50 righteous people don't destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, couldn't find 50 or the 40 or the 10 or right on down to 10, and said, no, I won't even do it for that. But you see, they couldn't find that many righteous people in there. So God sent the two angels to go down to warn Lot. Just like it is, you know what? He's going to warn us before, you know, he comes to destroy this world. It's going to be destroyed. But I can't do nothing, they said, till you leave. So it says there in 19 now, and there came two angels of Sodom and Gomorrah at evening time, and Lot sat in the gates of Sodom, and Lot, seeing them, rose up, met them, and he bowed himself with his face towards the ground. Now he recognized then these two angels. Now he was at the gate at that time. He had been there so long now, he was at the gate. And you read in the Old Testament, the gate is a place of government. It's a place of VIP. It's a place of council. He was a very important person now. He was a solid citizen of Sodom and Gomorrah. He was a solid man. His children was glad to be cheerleaders at Solomon High. And his daughters was dating the Sodomites. Now God says, be not unequally yoked together in marriage. Well, I didn't care what God said. He had raised his girls, and it did not matter what God said. But it mattered at the end. Genesis 19:7 says, and I pray you, brethren, as these men came for these two men as angels, brethren, he's calling now, Lot calling these people brothers. He's one of them. Do not so wicked thing. You would never believe this. Two angels came to Lot's house, and they said, you know, we'll just stay outside in the street tonight. Old Lot says, no, you won't dare stay out in the streets of Sodom tonight. Oh, no, you come in my house because it is too wicked out there to stay in the city of this town. You won't stay out there. Oh, but the men of Sodom, they knew these two men. They saw them, they go in his house. Now, they was homosexuals. That's what Sodom idea. They was homosexuals. And they said, you know, they beat on the door and says, bring these two men out that we might have sexual intercourse with them. Was that a wicked city? Lot says, no, you don't do this. He recognized, he says, you know, I have two daughters now that's virgins. Never known man. I'll bring them out to you. And you just do whatever pleasures you these two daughters, but don't mess with these two men. Sacrificed his two daughters. He ain't the only one that's sacrificing his daughters on the altar of the world, I can tell you that. He's not the only father that's sacrificing because they left church, because they left God's people. They're sacrificing kids every day on the altar of this world. The men of Sodom says, no, sirree. They try to tear down the door. But you see, the angels, you read this, you find out that the angels had the power, and they just blinded the men. They could see what they was doing. And then chapter 19, it says, Lot, you better get your family, and you better get it out of this place, because we're going to destroy this place. Genesis 19 and verse 14 tells us, and Lot went out and spoke unto the sons-in-laws, which married his daughters, and said, up, get thee out of this place, for the Lord will destroy the city. But he seemed as one that just mocked to him. Verse 16 says, "Now while he lingered, the two men laid hold of his hand and upon the hand of his wife and the hand of his two daughters, the Lord being merciful to him, and they brought him forth and set him outside the city." The two daughter-in-laws married, two daughters married these two son-in-laws. They said they just mocked him, just made fun of him. Why? Why? Because of his testimony. Now, you see, why did God want to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah? Now, you see, they was always liars. They was liars in that city, was there not? Sure they was. They was thieves, I'm sure, that was in that city. I'm sure they was murderers in that city. All kind of sinners living in that city. But you read your Bible, I tell you, he said, because of homosexuality, he destroyed that city. The wickedness gone so far. You know, there's no degrees of death. If you're dead in trespass and sin, you are dead. There's no degrees. But what people don't understand, there's degrees in deterioration. That's the reason why whenever someone is running for office and they support homosexuality and also abortion, that you should not vote for him. You say, well, the other two, they probably steal, they do all that. But there's a difference in the degree of deterioration. Once the nation, once the people, once a person gets this far, so they support this, they are down to the rottenness of their own sin. Once a person supports homosexuality, as we see a whole party in our country supporting this. And I'll tell you one thing, that God is going to destroy any nation that supports this kind of thing. And anybody that supports this, because it's not a degree of deadness, it's a degree of deterioration of a country, of a person, of a man's thinking. The Bible says that all sin is unrighteousness, and it is. But they are degrees in deterioration, and homosexuality is one of them. Lot's wife went out of Sodom, but she disobeyed God. He says, don't look back. And she looked back. And there in the word of God, she's there, a pillar of salt. You see, but the story gets worse. How could it get any worse? It gets worse. Lot got out with two of his daughters. But you see, they got him drunk. They said one to another, you know, we don't know a man, and there's nobody out here. He's living in a cave. We don't know anybody. Let's get our daddy drunk, and let's go in and have sex with our daddy. Now, I wonder where he got the idea of getting drunk from. Or drinking back in Sodom. You see, because there's a lot of habits you pick up along the way. In society today, there's a lot of Baptist churches don't say anything about social drinking. Some of them says, all right, have a can of beer. That's social drinking. I wonder where Lot learned this at. Weren't from Abraham, but from this old world. Just get you some drinks if you want to. It's okay. It wasn't okay with God. These two daughters, they said, let's get daddy drunk. And when they got him drunk one night, the oldest went into him. Next night, the other got him drunk and went into him. And both of them had children from their daddy. Can you think about something like that? Incest within them. But see, but it gets worse how this world corrupted Lot so much. He corrupted him so much. But then you see, not only that, you'll find out what this world cost Lot. What it cost him. In verse 24 and 25 of 19, then the Lord rained fire and brimstone upon Sodom, brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. And he overthrew the cities and all the plains and all the inhabitants of the city that which grew upon the ground. You see, he sent fire and brimstone. Do you really believe that happened, preacher? Do you really believe that? Do you really believe God's done that because of homosexuality? Well, Jesus believed it. You know what he said in Luke chapter 17 and 29? But the same day that Lot, Jesus speaking, went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed all of them. Jesus Christ believed it. Also in 2 Peter 2 and 6 it says, and turning the city of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with overflow, making them an example unto those that after should live ungodly and live without God. You see, God hadn't destroyed the United States. God hadn't destroyed the United States. But I assure you one thing, God will. God will. God will, because judgment is coming. I got another message that God put on my heart, and I sure won't have time to speak it this hour. But you see, God said there's going to be a new earth and a new heaven. And that tells me that, you see, that one of these days, this world is going to vanish away. And the United States is in this world, isn't that right? That means the United States is going to vanish away also. The world is coming to a climax, and there's not nothing that we can do about it. We can just postpone it by our prayers and living righteously. But it's coming to America. It's coming to America. Sodom is for our example. And a lot for people today that walked away from church, things of God, God stopped speaking to them. You see, when you first walk away from church, God says, hey, you better get back. People courted with the Lord, the Lot, like Lot was, conformed, corrupted. And then the Lord says, you better get back. You better get back to church. They won't come. God says, you better get back to church. You need to get back. They don't hear him. He says, you better get back. You better get back. Then God quit speaking to them. Then it's up to Abraham. Then it's up to Abraham. Who's the Abraham today of our church? You are, I hope. And I hope I am Abraham. Because you see, the cost is so great. The cost is so great. It cost him his faith. The Lord said to Abraham in verse 14, after Lot had departed from him, Lot left the church. You see, one brick, you can take one brick in your hand and you can throw a brick around. You can do about anything you want to one brick. It don't mean a whole lot, but you stack them bricks one upon another and you make a mighty church as this church building is here, and you can't shake it. You can't shake that building if you put all those bricks together, but that one little brick out there by itself is tossed around everywhere. But you lay them bricks that every one of us are laid on the foundation of Jesus Christ, a foundational stone, one on top of another, and we are the masons, the brick of the church. Why? Why would this happen? It cost him his faith, but it cost him also his family. In verse 14, Lot spoke to his sons-in-laws, get thee out! And they just mocked him. You see, he had lost his influence. His two daughters, they went to hell. They went to hell. Is it possible for a saved person and their children to go to hell and they go to heaven? Yes. Members of Pleasant Hill Baptist Church, could their children, some of them, go to hell whenever their parents are saved? Yes. Preacher, that's bad. Yes, it is. It's nothing. It brought tears to my eyes when I was putting this together. They mocked him. They mocked him. And for some child to go to heaven, have to crawl over somebody's rotten testimony as mothers and fathers is today, it won't support the things of God. Did y'all know that? Have to crawl over their rotten testimony of no care about concern the things of God. Oh, they would like for the kids to go to church. They'd like for the kids to go to Sunday school on Wednesday night. And then the kids would tell them, well, why don't you go, Daddy? Daddy, how come you're not going on Wednesday night, Daddy? You think they'll tell you that? They already know. Why don't you go? Oh, Lot. He lost his family because of that. But he lost his fortune. You know what? He was very rich. Him and Abraham, they had to split and go their separate ways. They had so many herds, they was very rich. He was very, very rich. But there was a fire in Sodom and Gomorrah. Did y'all know that was a fire? But I'll tell you one thing, there's going to be another fire. 1 Corinthians 3 and 15 says, if any man work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. There's going to be another fire. Lot saw that fire of Sodom and Gomorrah. There's going to be another one. And that is the judgment seat of Christ that we're going to stand before if you're saved today. Every one of us. We see there's three judgments for the sinner. One of them was judged at Calvary's cross. Jesus Christ died for our sin, accepted by faith, you know, took our sins away. There's no more condemnation those who are in Christ Jesus. But now there's a second judgment, and that is a judgment of sons right now. Whom the Lord loves, he chastens. But then there's going to be the third judgment, and that is the judgment seat of Christ. But then we're going to be judged on our works we've done for the Lord. You say, well, it's okay. I got eternal security. It's okay. I'm going to heaven. Yeah, I'm going to heaven. Just give me a cabin, a little corner of glory. Because I made it. It'll be all right. I have eternal life. Will it be? Will Lot say that? It's kind of like a man got a nice, fine home. Nice family. No insurance. Don't believe in banks. You know, everything he has in that house, stocks, his bonds, his gold, his jewelry, everything. But then one night, a fire. Just before daylight, the crackling of a fire. He knows something strange. And he's in a room by himself, and he wakes up, and the room is just filled with smoke. And he can feel the heat of the other rooms. And he wakes up, and there was a window there, and he broke the window, and he got out just in time as the flame just engaged the whole house in flame. And he could hear his children, and didn't have time to get his money, didn't have time to get anything out, just himself. Everything else, his children, he could hear the agony and the cry of his children in the house as they was being burned up, and the cries and the screams. And he stands there, and he watches everything he ever worn in life went up in fire. Then maybe a neighbor come by and want to put his arms around him, and they was watching. And what do you think he might say to his neighbor? Hallelujah, buddy, I got out, buddy. Hallelujah, let's go out and celebrate. Man, I made it out alive. You think he would have said that? No. His children burn up. His wife burned up. All of his wealth burned up. He got out, yes, such as by fire. Yes, he went to heaven. It was old Lot. But he sat there and he watched as everything that Lot always wanted went up in fire. And I tell you, it's a reminder to anybody that turns their back on God and let this world court them and conform them and corrupt them. And I'll tell you, it's going to cost them, you and me and anybody else, to go in the direction of Sodom and Gomorrah. And I'll tell you, the country is full of people doing just exactly that. The world. Read the Bible. It says it's real for real. But you know what we need to do? We need to be Abraham's. Abraham was that just man. Oh, Lord, there's so many people that needs our prayers. The prayers of a righteous man revealeth much. There are souls that need to be saved. There are souls that turn their back on God. You say, well, they're saved. They'll come back. Will they? Will they come back? Did Lot come back? Someone says, well, you know, they'll come back to the Lord. Will they? God will not speak to them when they're living in the condition that Lot was living in. All this way is for you and I to speak to God in their behalf. Lot lost everything he ever wanted because of the world. And I tell you what, the world took away from Lot will take away from you also. It don't matter who you are. He don't really care. He'll take it away. It cost him his faith, his family, and his fortune. But you see, you could be the Abraham. There are so many Lots today that needs an Abraham praying for them. Do you have anybody on your heart and your mind right now that God has spoken to you about that you need to be praying for? I hope that you have. I hope that you be the Abraham that God intends for you to be. You see, because the intercession prayers that we need for those people is not here. You see, our church is not full, and you know it's hard to get people to come. On this way, I'm going to tell you, it's for our prayers. Because the Lord did not speak to Lot. And you think because people are going to come back, they may not come back. They may lose everything they got. They may not come back. It's just through our prayers. and our supplication that we might go to the Lord in agony and prayer for these people. You got anybody you need to pray for? You need to do it. You got any family members, loved ones, friends, neighbors? If not, you got anybody lost? You need to be praying for them. Because, buddy, I tell you, you can't turn your back on God and God's house and walk out into this world. I'm going to tell you, it will be a payday someday. Everybody's going to be a payday. There's going to be another fire. It's coming. God will destroy it. It's coming. As we come now with a song of invitation, oh, Lord, I hope it touched your heart like it did mine. I hope that you know the day that we're able to pray for someone. Oh, Lord, we need to pray for someone so bad. You know, next Sunday, our church ought to be full of people that we pray for. And I guarantee you, if we pray for them, God will work. Did he work in Abraham and Lot's life? He certainly did. I don't care how bad awful Lot was, you know, God still worked in getting Lot out. I don't matter what condition they're in, how long they've been out, what. Listen, your prayers will bring people to this church and bring them back before it's too late. I believe that. You know, I might believe that, but I believe that. I hope they get a bunch of Abrahams here today because we certainly need a lot of Abrahams. I need to be more Abraham than what I am, I can tell you that. Because God loves everybody. He still loved Lot just as much as he did Abraham. He loved those people in Sodom and Gomorrah, but they would not turn to God. I tell you, the people in our country, it supports the type of thing that's going on in this country, God will say, it's enough one day. It's enough. I've had enough. And it's coming one day. We better be praying as old Abraham did.